listen up. Y'all, it's the queen of automation, Megan Donnelly, here to give you inspiration. Founders and business owners, gather round. I'ma show you how to build systems that'll astound. Streamline your processes, no need for...
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Chronically Automated. I am Megan Donnelly, the queen of automation, your host.
I am Anthony Labosco, your co-host.
And we are doing these episodes and doing this series because we're both neurodivergent, if you will. We're both dealing with issues that creep up as entrepreneurs that can sometimes come out as challenges, and we're trying to break the mold, right? That's the whole goal, is to break the mold and show people that even if you've got challenges in your personal life to overcome, it doesn't have to affect your business life as an entrepreneur. And of course, we do that through automation and systems and processes because we both have figured out how to use this thing called automation and technology to make our lives easier, bigger, better, faster, stronger. So today, though, we're going to take a little bit of a spin and we're going to talk about, I know, right? You ready for the wild ride? All right. So I totally just blew Anthony's mind earlier because when I told him I wanted to talk about this, because he's like, ooh, hiding in automations. So what I mean by that is when you use systems, like automated systems, to kind of disappear behind the scenes because you don't want to have the hard conversation. You don't want to emotionally be connected. You don't want to confront your customers when something goes wrong or like when you make a mistake. So you use your system to send out automated messages, or you use your system to like play, play therapist for you. I don't know what the right term, like, I don't even know how you would say it. Does that make sense? Am I making sense to people? Like, there's a way to over automate things. There's a way to emotionally remove yourself from your brand and your business and have the automations just take over everything. Well, here's what happens when you do that. You are no longer engaged with your customers emotionally, meaning they're talking to a computer, right? Like they're talking to a bot. They have no sense really of who you are. And I know that Anthony's going to jump in and talk about the sales process, so I'm going to put my spin on that in a second here. But when you don't have some form of human connection, especially when shit goes wrong, right? That's when I think the brands screw up the most. When shit hits the fan and something goes wrong, you need to put a human on top of that. There needs to be a human involved there because that is an emotional trigger for the person on the other end, right? Anthony and I went through this week, and maybe he'll let me talk about that. He had a really frustrating moment and it emotionally triggered him. And what's the first thing I did? I got on a call with him. I didn't just like send him some weird automated message. You know, when you can sense the other person, or, you know, the person on the end of your chatbot, the person on the end of your automated messages, you can tell when they're frustrated. Your chatbot gets, hello, 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 person, person, person. I do that when I get annoyed that I'm talking to a bot. I just keep typing person over and over and over again 50 times. And if the bot is broken, like if you have a really good chatbot, after the third time, they're going to forward that to a human, right? There are ways to turn this like frustration that people are having with technology and frustration that people are having on the other end of your automations into a positive experience, because you throw a human, there needs to be that balance. Anyway, the part about sales that frustrates me the most, and I can't wait to get your opinion on this, Anthony, because what I fucking hate about sales is it's so emotionally disconnected. Not, I would say so many times. It's like, you know, like the used, you hear the used car salesman analogy all the time, right? When it comes to sales. And it's now with AI, it's everything is automated. All the responses, all the everything, right? There's bots for everything, for sell me this and sell me that and do this and this. And I do not feel that brands are doing a really great job. I think you are, because I've helped you build those automate. I've helped you build your stuff. But you do a really good job of inserting yourself into the mix, right? Like, and making sure that there's a personal touch, and making sure that you're making phone calls, and making sure that you're actually involved in the process. I feel like, and maybe I'm totally wrong, but I feel like the sales process for a lot of companies is not like that anymore. Like everyone just wants to automate and get shit done faster, push it out the door, sell more. Am I wrong?
Well, I think it's two things. I think it's that, and then I think you have the opposite extreme where they don't want to embrace anything. And both of them really frustrate me.
Both of those are horrible.
Yeah, horrible. I think that, and let me tell you something, people feel that picking up the phone, making calls, going door to door, and everything is the way to go. And look, I feel as a sales professional, as a sales expert, you have to have a balance of both, right? I mean, you have to be able to, automation is a great way to hopefully, you know, create some awareness and get somebody, you know, a little bit interested in what you're doing, right? Having some sort of customized, you know, outreach. But then from there, pick up the phone, leave a voicemail.
Yes.
You know, either speak with them live. Don't feel bad if you trip over yourself because guess
you're
what?
You're human.
That's human. And oh my goodness, it's in this day and age today, that actually is, I think, better than not than, you know, having someone do something perfect. And authenticity is the key to life, at least in this, in 2025. Being authentic now has really, in my opinion, is paramount to really everything. And people see through that. However,
I want to talk about that. Hang on. Before you move on, I want to talk about authenticity because I don't want you to run away from that yet. Because everything is so AI and bot generated and all of this like computer generated, the reason that authenticity will win every time is because everyone now expects you to be a bot. They expect you to be a computer. They expect you to be a bot. They expect to not be talking to a human. So I can almost guarantee you that when a human picks up the phone and talks to them or sends them a personal message or like with DMs, I take my phone and I literally put my phone right in front of me and I hit the little video. So when I do DMs on LinkedIn or wherever for people that I actually want to reach out to, I send them a voice message off the cuff. There's no scripts. There's nothing. I literally send like a 30-second voice message like, hey, happy Tuesday. How's it going? Welcome to my crazy little corner of LinkedIn. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and so they know it's me. And I generally will stumble in there because I don't have anything rehearsed. I'm just like, ooh, this person looks cool. I want to talk to them. And the response, the overwhelming response that I get back is like, wow, I can't believe you just sent me a personal message. It's not AI. It's not anything, you know, it's me. And I can't even imagine how that works for you in sales because it's got to be like amazing.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've done it a few times, but because I talk so much, like you have a minute.
What are you talking about? I've never heard you talk too much.
I know. And I just have to get better at it. But you are 100% right that it is something that people, I think, are really, they're taken by it. And they just can't believe that someone would actually do that, put
like
themselves
out 30 seconds out of their day and like personalize a message. They're like, holy shit.
But now let me just say something else. When it comes to automation, when it comes to, you know, even sending LinkedIn DMs or emails and things like that too, because you did touch upon that. There are services out there that you can do it in bulk, right? But you can't do it more than we only get 150 emails and I don't know about DMs. I don't know DMs versus emails, but there is a limit. The point is that regardless, so 150, I guess, a week you should have generally. So maybe you could have 600 a month or something. Now, that is, I can tell when people send something that's automated because then all of a sudden it triggers a quick, once I respond or if I don't respond, then they send something that is just, you know, it's fake. So I feel, and that's why I may not scale the way I want to and hit thousands of people a week or anything like that. And I don't really think scaling is actually like that anyway, but I'm just using that as an extreme example. when you're able then to send an email and maybe even kind of stumble over some things, or I just feel that the personal touch, whether you're speaking with someone, whether you're, I just feel under automating in some ways is the way to go, because that brings out the authenticity. And that's what I'm trying to say.
I agree. I completely agree. The other part, the other kind of flip side of this where I see it happen, not just sales, but is support. And oh my God, support, that, you know, the first line of defense is so automated these days, right? Like you've got a chatbot on a website and it's all chatbots. It's all bots. It's all automated. You submit a support ticket and you immediately get an automated message, which I am okay with. Like, thank you for letting me know that you got my message, right? And the ones who do it right are the ones that send that automated, like Anthony submits a support ticket and I send you an immediate message that says, hey, we just got your message. Our team will be back to you within 24 hours. The ones that do it right and are integrating human interaction appropriately and correctly are the ones that give you a time stamped message. The generic like responses, and then it waits 3, 4, 5 days. You still don't hear anything. You have to follow up because they didn't respond to you. Those are the ones I'm talking about. They're so automated. And then when you respond back to try and follow up on the original response, you get another automated message that says, like, our team is looking into it. Stop doing that. That's horrible. First of all, if you have a backlog, be honest about it. People aren't stupid.
Right. I think what happens, you know, you see it, let's just say it from the business side, right? That's logical and that's fine. And, you know, I think that's expected. And I would, if someone wasn't doing that and didn't hear from them and I opened a ticket, I'd be upset. And I do get upset.
Exactly.
Very rare. However, when you're over automating, especially when you're emotional or something, not even, you know, somebody can be emotional when you're sending the first one. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying if there's a big issue that you want to hear from someone, the last thing I want to hear after, let's say even the second communication, is some stupid AI message saying, yeah, we're really busy. And
oh my God, stop sending those.
I don't want to hear anything about that. Now, I was also in the job market last year. So these automated, you know, now job is a whole other, we won't even touch that too much, but I'm just saying like the emotional side of things, whatever you're doing, whatever you're contacting, whoever you're contacting and you're getting something is just, if you do it right, like we do, or like, well, first of all, you do, but then we do together, I feel is a very, I don't know. And I think
I have a surprise for you.
But hold on. I have one last point. I think because we are chronically automated, right? I think it. Total pun intended, because I feel that the empathy really goes a long way. And because of that, we can put ourselves into other people's shoes a lot more.
I agree with that. I think that we probably are emotionally triggered. Kind of anybody on the spectrum and anybody who's neurodiverse, anybody who's got, it's just part of who your brain and your makeup. And maybe, you know, some people aren't as intense as like I am per se, but you know, you get triggered. You get emotionally triggered by
intense, Megan.
I'm not intense at all. I have no, I'm very calm.
You're like, collective. Let's go.
I just go with the flow. You're dancing. Yeah. Right. I'm sure that no one ever has ever said that. Hey, we should call my mom right now. Hey, mom.
Exactly.
Have I ever been intense?
Please. And for you to say to me that I was intense the other day and you actually had to like pick up the phone. Yeah. I have my moments too. So I'm with you.
You know, it happens. But I have a surprise. I want to go through a few. All right, we've talked about all the shit, right? Like the stuff that's bad. Now I'm going to give you ways. I'm just going to give them to you right now. Ways to build emotionally intelligent automations, okay? I've got them. We're going to do this. We're going to do this right now. I'm just going to give you a few examples because there are ways to do this. You can automate things and get back your time and sanity and make them still work for people. Okay. So one of the examples we gave about the chatbot, right? And Anthony just gave it too. Like, it's called a loop, right? It's called it's like an accountability mirror type thing. Like, it's a loop where you're in this loop where you're talking to some chatbot on a website or wherever you are, and it just keeps feeding you the same answer, no matter what you say to it. Okay. Oh my gosh. First of all, if you're using
someone by their computer, like,
right. Like, yeah, we don't care about you. Yeah, exactly. They don't care. There are ways to get around that. Okay. First of all, and it doesn't mean that you have to sit by your computer 24 hours a day. It really doesn't. I swear to God. So you do keyword triggers. For mine, it's person, or I want to speak to a person, like any type of intent where they are frustrated and they want to speak to a human. If you're not online at that time, it's as simple as saying, hey, our team's not available right now. I'm sending an email to them right now, you know, whatever it may be. Someone will get back to you within. Again, every time you send one of these automated messages, it needs to be time sensitive. You absolutely 100% need to put a time in there. And for the love of God, follow up within that time frame. Do not say your team is going to follow up in 24 hours if your team's not going to follow up in 24 hours. In fact, I don't think anyone on the face of this planet should ever put 24-hour follow-up, because unless you're a solopreneur and you're working with like three people, no one can follow up. It's just not possible. We're all too busy. I'm sorry. 48-hour minimum. Let's go, like, flat out. But put that in there and say, hey, like, our team's not online right now. I'm sending them an email. Show the email that you're sending it to, and then do that. And then after the chat is over and that person is gone, they should go to their inbox and they will see a chat transcript of the chat that they just had. And there will be an email that says whatever with the person's name. So for us, it would be me or whoever the support person is that is going to be working the ticket. And if there's a group of support people, I don't care. Round robin that shit if you have to. This is like, this technology exists, people. There's a way to do this.
It's called customer experience.
Yes. Like, just, you need to honest, transparent, like, time sensitive. So that's one. The other one is the sales healthy boundaries. Like, we were talking about this. Now, again, Anthony does a really good job about this, like putting himself in there. But when people are frustrated, you have got to have intent data. You have to have, you need, if you are going to use AI at all in your sales process, in your marketing processes, in your support process at all, If this is the way you're going, you've decided you are going to be an AI business, you 100% need an intent engine, meaning that the machine that is running your AI and your automations and all of this can understand intent. It understands tone of voice. It understands positive and negative intent.
Yeah.
Because as soon as there's a negative intention happening, it's really not that hard. Like, people say, F you, leave me alone, stop sending me emails all the time. As soon as there is a negative intent, a human needs to be there. Immediately, an automation needs to go directly to whoever the senior person is. This person's pissed off, fix this. And that's when a phone call happens. That's when a personal email happens. That is when a person takes over. The automation stops. I don't care. Care if it's the first email, if it's the ninth email, if it's the first automated sales message, if it's the 10th automated sales message. As soon as negative intent happens, boom, process stops. Anthony gets on the phone. Humans involved. Done. Like, that is it. Done. Done. Because throwing more automation at it is only going to piss him off more.
Yeah.
And now you have a person who is pissed off at your brand and your business out there walking in the world, and they're going to go tell everybody else about a really shitty experience they just had. Because that's what I feel like doing today. I had a really shitty experience with a piece of software, and now all I want to do is tell everybody about it. I'm not going to do that. giving there one more human chance. I don't know why, but I am. But that's where this conversation really came from and why I started saying I wanted to talk about this with Andy, because I am emotionally triggered about this really shitty experience that I had like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. There, that's a lot there, right? I mean, we just, as clients, as human beings, we assume certain things like, oh my God, these people, they're ignoring us. They just, you know, they're sitting around ignoring us. They could be the best people in the world and they could be, a great company and they could be just overwhelmed, but they're doing it wrong. So the perception that everyone has is bad. And, you know, I mean, for someone that's in technology and has been doing CX for, you know, many years, this is not new to that side of the industry. However, what is new is that now, because the enterprises, again, you've got the large companies that were using that, you know, whether it was on call centers and, you know, major call centers and things like that. But now it's available to the solopreneurs. And let's say even people with side hustles or doing whatever it is that they're doing. So, you know, again, one extreme to the other. And, you know, I think overall people are expecting a level of service. Not that I think, I know that they are. So that's something that you as a business owner, if you're a business owner watching this, you have to embrace this and you have to figure out how to get better. You can get better by automation. I'm sure Megan can explain how actually not difficult it is. So I'm going to say easy. I'm going to say not difficult.
Well, the whole point about this conversation is, if this is something you choose to do, and it should be, first of all, Anthony and I are not here to say, don't use automation. Don't we 100% want you to. 100%. We want you to do this. But if you're going to do it right and do it with a strategic mindset. I do not expect you to build out this huge mind map and like, you know what? I get it. Like, that's my profession. That's what I do, whatever. Take a Google Doc. I don't care. Write down the steps. What you need, though, is some strategy behind what you want your customers to feel. How do you want your customer to feel when XYZ is broken?
Or, to your point, even onboarding people or even business development and trying to bring people into the fold, you know, trying to bring people in the beginning. And that is, in my opinion, the beginning of the customer journey. So, you know, having that completely
onboarding is huge.
I mean, just even, you know, bringing on new clients and even reaching out to people. And, I do that constantly. And you and I have really dug into that whole entire process. And a lot of it is over my head. But once we actually see it in motion and working, it's like, whoa, this is crazy how great this is. But the point is that there is a human element to it. And that's the balance that you have to have, whether it's service, whether it's business development, whether it's onboarding, all the above. I mean, it has to be
onboarding is a big one. Onboarding is huge. Onboarding will make or break your brand. It will make or break your brand. And we do both. So we have automation kind of like walk through sequences for the software anyway, where you're onboarded. And as soon as you log in and you get into the software, you're going to get like that training. You're going to get that like step-by-step checklist. Like, here's the top five things that you need to do, get your system set up. And then you're also able to have, you know, a 15-30 minute onboarding call with an actual human that will walk you through the process and have, you know, answer your questions. And then on top of that, we're now introducing like as a third level for people who are done for you, or, you know, I should say done with you people, we're going to offer a, you know, subscription where you join the community and once a month we go live with Q&A. And you submit your questions a week in advance. Now, this is obviously something you pay for, but it's pretty nominal compared to like what you could pay for. And you're going to get live help from us. And we're just going to answer your question. I'm going to pull up the screen and I'm literally going to teach you how to do it live on a call, right? This is human interaction, right? Like, this is human interaction. And then obviously, you know, for those people who really don't, they just want to hand it over, fine, just pay us and we'll just build it for you, which means you're going to get even more human interaction from us, because I have to get on the phone with you and have a conversation to figure out who you are, what your business needs are, and go through that whole process. And then I'm going to take it back. Team's going to take it, build it all out, hand it back over to you with a big red bow on it, and you're off to the races, right? So, yeah, we're in the business of automation and helping your business, but we're not in the business of completely removing human emotion, right? Which is where a lot of things are going these days. And, or I think it's just because people are running so fast down that automation and AI track, right? Like, they're running down the track. They haven't taken the time to understand how to do it the right way and how to, and I, you know, there's so many educational resources out there. There's so many people that you could talk to. There's so many ways that you could learn how to do this in a way that's not going to hurt your business. Because I can tell you, if you go super fast down the wrong road, down the wrong track, and you put all this crap in place, it's way worse to undo it all and redo it. So, well,
let me even say this, Megan, right? I mean, that's great for, you know, how to run a business and everything, but
yeah,
let's say in our cases, for people that are chronically automated, right? Chronically automated, neurologically challenged, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, just had a moment. Whatever it is, you're building that system and everything, that framework, around how
your brain, yeah,
around how you operate, whether you are, because let's face it, businesses are an extension of the owner's personality and the way that they're able to do things. Look, I wish I was a person that could stay up, you know, exists on 3 hours of sleep and work, you know, like crazy and stuff, but I'm not. I'm not that kind of person. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not right? So I need to be able to, you know, be more efficient with how I do things. So yeah, so my workflows and everything are built that way. But the end product still is a matter of, you know, if a client or, you know, a prospect is getting back to me or something like that, yes, there are going to be some automations that are built in there that know how because I operate a certain way that, look, I'm not going to say, look, sorry, I have MS, I can't get back to you right away. No, of course not. Something that's a lot more lighter and something that kind of fits into the way that we as human beings, you know, operate. So I think that transcends, you know, a lot of things as well.
And that's a purposeful, meaningful automation and not what we're talking about, right? Like, so that right there is a great example of purposeful, meaningful automation, right? Anybody who works with me and Anthony, like, they know, they get to know our personalities and they know, right? Like, anybody who works with me knows if they're getting an automation, it's going to be with purpose, right? There's a reason that you're getting it, and it's not because of an avoidance, right? I'm talking about those, like, avoidance where you can tell. It's almost like you said it earlier, and I don't even remember exactly how you said it, but when you get a response from a bot or an email or whatever, like an automated response, and you can just tell it's fake. And you can tell that it's like they are sending this to you because they're trying to avoid the problem, or they're trying to avoid the conversation or the emotion that whatever just happened. You can tell, like, you can tell that that's what is happening. And those are the worst.
A glimpse of the culture as well.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's
right. I don't want to work with that brand anymore. Yeah. No. Ew. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you have to if it's a utility, but anyway.
Yeah. Right. Like, you're, yeah. Yeah. We should talk about that for a minute, man. Verizon. I can't stand Verizon. And
my Verizon, my Fios is not working upstairs on the TV. And, you know, my wife is like, oh, call them and take care of it. I'm like, I don't have an hour to go through everything. Something as simple to go through and to go through 50 prompts and automations, and that's not good. You know,
let's put it this way. Verizon's service was so bad and has been for so long, and yet they're still around. They're the reason that our friend Darren had a company, had a telecom company, because he could call somebody up and say, hey, have you ever used, you never heard of Verizon? Oh, they'd be like, yep. And they're like, we do that, but better. And they were like, everybody in the world was like, I'm in. Like that, that is the essence of what we were talking about today. Like just a horrible experience. And we are all about automation and all of this stuff, but it has to be done the right way. And you cannot just completely eliminate the human involvement, right? You just can't. So that's my soapbox, Anthony. I'm glad we talked about it. Boy. I don't know what else to say. I beat it with a stick. What else can we say about it?
At the end of the day, right? It's purposeful automation, but it also is automation that you're not over automating, right? I think that's really what it comes down to. Whether it's purposeful or not, well, it's got to be purposeful in some way, but you don't want to over automate, just like anything in life. You don't want to, you don't want to be a glutton in everything, right? So I wouldn't say moderation, but do it your way in a way that's going to really turn people off. And people know, they kind of know, what is the way to do things and what's the way to not. But the thing today is that anything is really possible to do. And that's really what, if you tell Megan that, look, I don't want to talk to anyone ever and, do this and automate that. You can automate absolutely everything. But
I am very. Yeah.
You want to do business forever? I don't know.
I like to talk to my inner circle and my people. And outside of that, I'm kind of just like, nope. I like to talk to our customers and our clients. I like to talk to them and teach them and help them grow. And when you think about it, how many people there are in the world, that's a really small group of people. Everybody outside of that, I let you guys do all the talking because no, I'm good. That's not ever going to be me. I don't want to get on the phone 8,000 times a day and talk to people that I don't know. I hit a limit and I can't do it. So for those of us that can't do it, that's where automations help, but you still have to be human about it. Anyway, that's the whole gist of it is don't over automate things and don't put automations in place so that you're basically disappearing and as a human, right? And you're avoiding conversations and you're avoiding the reasons that the automation is there is so that you don't have to deal with the situation. That's a problem. If you've come to that point, that's a problem. And maybe you should be having a different conversation with yourself. Do I actually want to run this business? So just have those conversations. And you know what? That's not a bad conversation to have either. It really isn't.
A lot of people, they get into business, they end up doing really well and they want to do everything themselves, right? And, then of course, then they're like, oh my God, I have this $10 million business that I hate because I'm doing everything. Yeah. And then I want to automate everything because I don't want to deal with people. So you never know where people are in their journey, and just the two things, everyone's got their shit. So, you know what I mean? So just these tools are here to not only make your life better, but to also make your business better. But there is a limit to certain things and you don't want to go overboard with certain things. So,
all right, guys, I think that's a wrap for today, but you know where to find both Anthony and I. And if you want to reach out and ask me more questions about this topic and see some more tips about how to kind of make sure that you're not doing this like avoidance type of automation, let me know. I can give you, I will throw out a review in there. I will audit and review some of your automations if you want me to. I'm fine with that. I can't stand these types of automations so much that I'm willing to offer people a free audit because they're so bad. And I just don't want anybody to ruin their brand by using a bot that's not going to do its job, right? They're there for a reason, but don't take it too far. Yeah.
Don't do it.
All right, all right, everybody. That's Chronically Automated. You know, remember, technology operations are only good when they work. And we'll see you next week. Bye.